The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we have some very interesting discussions and meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And so the question is, as ever, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, on the show today, I am deeply honored to be interviewing internationally renowned sound master and musician, Tim Wheater. And you know, welcome, dearest hearts. I really mean I'm honored and excited and blessed because I've known Tim for many years. And in fact, we have worked together in the past. But I used to use his wonderful CD called Heartland to attune, I guess, hundreds of people in the Highlands to Reiki. I always played that. And in fact, I went through 3 copies of Heartland. That's how much it was played in our house. But, you know, it is such an amazing classical piece of music. It's deep, inspiring, filled with cosmic sound that raises your frequency and vibrations to stellar heights. His music moves the mystic, heals the heart, and sings the soul. And we are going to hear from Tim himself all about what's going on in his world today. So, Tim, hi, how are you, and welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Patricia, and hi, everybody. Great to be with you.
That's fantastic, Tim. I'm so honored you're sharing time with us today. As I said before, I have known you a long, long time, and you came and did a workshop for us in Inverness, which was just wonderful. But what I think, I know you've told this story so often, I'm sure, but we have global listeners. They are all over the world. We're linked into many different radio stations. So I think it would really be appropriate if you would share with us how you came to this wonderful, enlightened life that you've created yourself, for yourself, rather.
Well,
could you share that with us?
It's a wonderful question. Probably would need a very long answer. I'll try and make it relatively short. I do indeed feel very blessed to do what I do. I think to be creative and to be able to have that, let's say, opportunity to express oneself is so wonderful. For me, music was very much my salvation, if anything, actually, from a very early age. It's the one thing that gave me some compass bearing of direction and did indeed save me, I think, from many extraordinary situations, probably that, you know, I was best to be saved from.
Yeah.
Music anyway, I think, for us all is so special because it's something that holds us. It's a true kind of cradle in a way, isn't it?
And it is.
I think, you know, as I said, to be able to create it. And I have to say, I do believe that everybody has the capability of making music. I'm always very keen to share with people the ability for them to chant or use their voice, etc. So I think we are by nature musical and creative.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so for me, you know, just to have discovered it as a pathway and a way of life, and indeed it has been with me as such for the last 3 or 4 decades, I feel very blessed.
But Tim, didn't you come to this really through the tragic event of becoming diseased? Perhaps you would share that with our listeners.
Well, yes, indeed. I was in a situation where I was poisoned by some water, as would be described, aluminum sulfate inadvertently deposited in a water tank. I, alongside a lot of citizens in a remote county of England called Cornwall, we drank some of this water. And it did affect me and others very profoundly, paralysis and all manner of mental issues going on with it. So that was the crux of what occurred. But what I was very blessed to do was discover that sound vibration, indeed starting from using the voice, was able to create, a real method of healing for me over quite a short time.
Yes. And am I correct in saying that, you know, you were a professional flautist, and it affected the embouchure? And
yes.
Because of that, really, you kind of had to focus on a different way of making music.
Absolutely, and very well put, actually. You're quite right. The embouchure, that, you know, where your lips have this position on the flute, and
yes,
going through a very strict classical training. I mean, it sounds extraordinary, but there are probably maybe 400 or 500 different little infinitesimal positions just to get a sort of subtlety of sound, etc. When all that suddenly is swept away, you're faced with a very stark reality, as I was. And in a way, I had to both reinvent what I did, and also, as I said, it became a great teacher for me as to the real potency of sound to heal and indeed to transform.
Yes, absolutely. Do you find now, are you finding that as we have stepped into the fifth dimensional frequency, as it were, how is that affecting the sounds that you're making now as you look back maybe over the decades? Do you feel it's really changing the sound, or what would you say?
Well, yeah, I do, actually. I mean, from a personal point of view, I've become, I guess, increasingly more sensitive to sound. I hope what I create is getting finer and finer and more refined by the day and the year. I think that's the case. I'm so appreciative of beautiful sounds that I hear and discover. I think we're all, in a way, becoming more sensitive, and we're aware increasingly of the potency of sound. I think there's a tremendous sort of movement, an awareness of the way sound can consciously change us, almost like alchemy in a way, I guess, isn't it? And I truly believe that sound and music and the arts both can change the world and indeed do affect so many people on this planet.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, a lot of the wise ones, if you like, are saying that most of the changes are going to come through sound and the use of colour, which apparently were the modalities used most back in the ancient times of Atlantis and Lemuria probably as well. But, you know, you're still performing all over the world, aren't you? I mean, have you got any concerts coming up in the United States, for example, this year?
Not in the United States yet, although I'm watching that space because I'm at the moment finishing an album with, he's an English singer, but he lives in the United States, a man called John Anderson, who used to sing with a group called Yes. And,
Yes.
And he made some lovely records with a wonderful musician called Vangelis.
Yes.
So he's doing some work with me, and I think it might entail us performing in the United States. But as such, it's still a work in progress. I'm going to say we're halfway through. I've actually done my bit. I've written it and I've played all my parts, all the keyboards and flutes and various vocals. And John and other musicians are adding all their beautiful final touches to it. So probably later in the year, there is that possibility, Patricia.
Well, do you know, that sounds fantastic, Tim. And the thing that I do know is that we have a very big American audience listening, and I'm sure they'll be really excited to hear that because, well, it's wonderful that perhaps you're not in that, in the American market yet, and hopefully this program that we're doing will help spread the word. What is the name of the latest CD that you've done, Tim, that is out there? We're playing the track this evening, Divine Feminine. So what is the actual name of that one?
Well, Divine Feminine is actually it's an extraordinary situation, because this is going to be a track from the album that I'm doing with John. And in fact,
right,
you are the first person, and your wonderful listeners, first people to hear this. We are about to have the world premiere of one of the pieces. This is an instrumental piece, and it won't actually have any vocals on it, so it is slightly different. And we had this title for it anyway, and so I was so inspired when hearing the title of your show, I thought, my gosh, how appropriate is that?
Oh, that's so fantastic, yeah. Tim. Brilliant.
Preview.
Great. Well, okay. Well, world premiere it's going to be. But right now, you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be exploring more about this fascinating journey with our wonderful guest, Tim Wheater. So please stay tuned.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And we are talking to Tim Wheater tonight and listening to his wonderful story, his enlightening story about his journey through this life. And that was the world premiere. We've just heard of this track called The Divine Feminine, and I think you would all agree with me, it just sounds, I think the word for me is delicious. I can just imagine lying back in a bath with all the candles around, just allowing that to soak in as well as the warm water. So it is just divine and very exciting that that should be shared with us first of all. Now, I'm going to, before I go back to Tim, just to mention our giveaways this evening, and we have some lovely ones. The first one is really two CDs from Tim. He is very kindly offering that anyone who phones in this evening during our chat, if you just leave your email address with us, we will get a CD of Heartland to you. And I guess I can speak from my heart on this one. It is such a beautiful piece of music, and it takes you through so many different moods and musical feelings and different types of singing and contributions and the most glorious voices, including Tim's, which is so rich and deep. So he's offering two of those. All you need to do is phone in, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, from my point of view, you all know I'm working with the divine feminine aspect of you. I'm helping you to activate this and bring it forward and balance it with your divine masculine. So again, any listeners out there, first one will receive a 1-hour soul empowerment coaching session with me by phone or Skype. So it doesn't matter where you are, from the comfort of your own home. We will make a date and we will get together to have a look at your life and work on what's for your highest good and greatest joy. So again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And a lot of people asking, how do you work, Patricia? It's quite simple. I just listen to what's going on, tune into your energy psychically, and channel what comes through by using hypnovisualization. We work on the ancestral, we work on past lives, we're rewiring and removing distortions from the DNA. And I use sound because I'm channeling sound from the illumined beings of light. So very powerful. So get your fingers on the phones, guys and gals, and give us a ring. Anyway, we're going back to Tim now because we're delighted that you're here, Tim. Just to come back to your work and what you're doing, I've always wanted to know, do you have a favourite composition of all the work that you have done? Which one makes your heart sing the most?
Oh, I love that question. Do you know, the thing is, I always get preoccupied with the latest thing that I'm creating and writing. And so that becomes very much my, you know, I'm really married to that at that moment. But it is always with delight that I rediscover older music. I mean, a quick answer for you is Heartland certainly is one of my favorites.
Yes.
I have another album called The Yearning, which is, again, a little bit more of a historical album. That's a more simple album of just flute.
Yeah.
And strings. Your questions reminded me, actually, because I was literally only the other day doing a workshop with a very dear friend of mine I've worked with for 35 years, a healer called Matthew Manning. And,
yes.
And he started to use in the workshop some of my historic music. And it was a delight and a great honour to hear it. And I had to sort of comment with a wry smile to him. Halfway through, I said, gosh, this is wonderful. I said, but do you know, I haven't heard some of this music for about 10 years. So it's a wonderful thing when you can sort of look back sometimes and things surprise you. I heard one bar of this music at one point, and I looked in, and without even knowing it was one, I said, gosh, this is nice. And he looked and smiled at me and said, yes, he said, and this is yours. So, there are some that obviously I hold very dearly.
Yes.
But, you know, they're babies that you give birth to in a way, and so they're each and every one of them precious, but different, as you can imagine.
Absolutely, and you do need to let them go, just as you do with children. You let them go.
Yes.
I'll tell you what struck me. There was a passage in Heartland where you use EO, you know, and you sort of go up the scale on that.
Yes.
That particular phrase really shifts my energy. How did you come to that particular combination of vowel sounds, knowing that it would shift energy like that?
Do you know, that ties in with the question you were asking me about the poisoning and the disease thing, because when I had suffered this poisoning through this pollution incident, I took myself to India to kind of almost either forget it or discover something about myself. Mm. There, I created a chant using those sounds you're just talking about, which I describe loosely as it's like a toning technique using the voice.
Yes.
And it was very much that music, that phrase, and what you've just... And I must say, I liked what you did, the way you just sang it. It sounded very beautiful.
Thank you.
That became for me a source of... it was like a prayer, like a visualization, and like a meditation. And it was the one thing that really kept me both sane and with some element of hope. And to cut a long story short, by doing that chant, which is the opening of Heartland, which you've just demonstrated so beautifully, that was very much for me my healing process. And almost biblically, after I'd been doing it for 40 days, I started to feel nerve regeneration within my body.
Wow.
And so that chant was like a magical thing for me. It was a beautiful moment of healing.
That's amazing, Tim, because, you know, I really do need to say to you, it wasn't just healing for you, blessed that we are, that did take place, but it really does shift the frequency. It ups the calibration of the vibration, because I do remember using it in the Highlands with Reiki healers. You know, sometimes I would have maybe 12 people doing Reiki one. We had big classes, and I was also very blessed to be teaching it in my husband's round wooden house, which he'd built. It was fabulous. And of course, it had a beautiful glass atrium and dome, and the acoustic in there, I wonder if you can imagine that. It was gorgeous. And people, but I mean, they weren't just receiving Reiki one, they were also receiving this attunement from you. You just need to know that. I need to tell you that.
Well, I truly thank you. And it's so wonderful for me to hear that in every respect. And it does remind me, yes, I have heard similar stories, which are incredibly humbling and gratifying to hear, of obviously healing groups. I only had an email this morning from someone part of an interfaith training, and they were saying they were using it there. There's another dance therapy called Nia, and they use it en masse, apparently, but you know, hundreds of people at a time.
Yes.
And you've just reminded me, indeed, and this is quite topical. We're talking about Heartland, because you've also reminded me, one of the co-authors of Heartland, who helped write the lyrics with me, a very important part of it, was a man called Stuart Wilde.
Oh, and, yes, Stuart was wonderful, wasn't he? Now, I've read, well, many years ago, I read a lot of his books.
Yes.
Is he still on the planet, yes?
Well, that's an extraordinary question, because I'm about to come to that, because literally 48 hours ago, I had a call telling me that a few days prior to that he, driving through Ireland, had suffered a heart attack, and he has actually left us. Which is incredibly sobering, because you realise, you know, the fragility of life, how important it is that we grasp every moment, because we, you know, and it is very important for us to be positive in this respect, isn't it, really, because we never know. So I was, you know, very sad. There's another side of me was grateful he didn't suffer. You know, it sounds an odd thing to say, but there was a part of me thought, well, you know, good on you, Stuart, at least you went quickly, and we will not forget you, for sure. But, you know, what brought him up into my mind just talking about this was I remember Stuart doing a big seminar, a big men's group, and he was commenting to me how this would be a very important work for men to come into this softer side. And as you know from the theme of the album, it's about a man literally coming to a conscious decision to put down the sword and come into his heart. And it's just a beautiful message if we could only allow that to spread more in the world.
Tim, hold that thought. I'm just going to have to go to a break right now. So you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we will hear more. We will just take it up from there with Tim Wheater and his wonderful world of music, healing and sound. Please stay tuned.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement,
power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Hi there, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia and my guest today, Tim Wheater. And we have again been hearing that beautiful music that we are so privileged to be hearing in advance of it going out and being released as a CD. So, Tim, while we were just talking about men laying down their arms, laying down the sword, and I guess this program is about awakening the divine feminine. And of course, as men and women do that, hopefully bringing it into balance with the masculine. Where do you feel you are on that score? Do you really honor the feminine in yourself? Do you feel the music perhaps is the feminine connection there?
I believe so, and I hope so. I certainly feel a tremendous sensitivity using the language of sound. I am very aware of that, and I hope, you know, that I'm conscious of this, and indeed I would trust that other people too, that, you know, it's very important that we bring this balance of the masculine, the feminine, the light and the dark, and, you know, into a nice sort of harmony within us.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess I am. I mean, this. Yes, I'm not sort of. I must confess, I'm sort of quite a softy in terms of as well that I'm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very easily moved by things. I mean, I find things achingly beautiful sometimes. Maybe that's the way I should express it. And I can easily be moved to shed a tear, and I notice this with other people increasingly. I think this is quite a good thing that's happening at the moment. When we saw the President Obama, you know, shed a tear the other month when he had that awful shooting situation, and I've seen subsequent other scenarios, I think it's quite a healthy thing when, you know, we can publicly allow the tears to flow in a genuine way and
yes.
And display that we have that sensitivity within us.
Yes, and, you know, I think that we British people have had to overcome a legacy, if you like, of the stiff upper lip thing and being taught not to show emotion. I certainly know the way I was brought up, my parents, they didn't hug, they didn't express love openly, they didn't shed a tear readily, so we learned that. We learned that behaviour. And I'm like you. I find myself highly sensitive to much of what is going on in the world. But do you subscribe to the theory that really we're in worldwide, the state we're in, if we choose to energise it, because we have become so out of balance that there is, we are in the patriarchal societies dominated by the masculine. Would you agree with that theory?
Well, yes, I am. And I must say, and I think you'll be with me on this, I really subscribe to the theory that I can't wait for a lot of those things to break down where the patriarchal society really isn't as dominant. I would also, you know, because the way the world is run in so many instances, I mean, this whole choice of, let's say, violence over compassion or dialogue. I mean, it's very important, I think, that we flip this. And it's one thing I'm attempting to teach my son. You know, I hope he learns that, you know, I really treasure and value the aspect of peace above anything else.
Yes.
And I do think, you know, it's important that we do have dialogue. I just did a concert the other month at a premiere of a movie made around the Dalai Lama, and it was the one message I got from him. He kept talking, you know, we have to have dialogue and discussion and not just sort of raise a gun to one another. I mean, it's essential we do this in a way, and I think yes. We're moving towards that. The fact that we're talking about it, there is this awareness and consciousness.
Yes.
And it was even interesting what you just said about, you know, our parents' generation not really being quite as huggy-feely. Because we have changed that in a way, haven't we? And consequently, the next generation, I look at my son who's 13, and he's very conscious that I hug him a lot. And, he's very tactile. And I think it's a wonderful thing. The more we can do this, the better.
Absolutely. I do agree with you. And it's funny you should mention the Dalai Lama, because I had written it down as you were speaking, because I knew the Dalai Lama has said that 2013 is the year of dialogue. That's his message. So we're beginning to embrace more of this feminine aspect. I mean, some people say to me, oh, you're a feminist. I'm absolutely not a feminist. I'm an equalist. I just want to be equal and regarded as equal. So how do you rate using the power of sound healing as we both do? We use toning, and I know you share that in workshops and things like that. How do you rate that these days amongst all the very many other healing modalities that are out there? Because there seems to have been an explosion, if you like, of all different types of healing.
Yes, indeed. And I think there are some wonderful things developing and occurring and that we are discovering and obviously experiencing. I sometimes refer to sound and the power of sound as being the ancient medicine of the future, in a way, because I think historically it was recognized to use sound. It's a very important language and indeed transmission. It's obviously vibratory, it's vibration. If we got into the science of that, and I'll literally spend a nanosecond doing that because it's complex even for my brain, and I try and research this. But, you know, yeah. There's a point of mathematics to it. There's sort of the way frequencies, tunings work in the body. I think sound in its own way affects us on many, many levels. I think it does give us a true support. It's a cradle. It opens our heart. I believe as we listen to it, it even affects the water content of our body. It makes beautiful shapes within us.
It does. It does.
Yeah. I mean, all sorts of things going on. It's divine. It helps us touch something that is divine and sacred. It teaches us also about silence in a way, because without silence, there'd be no sound and vice versa, you know. So,
yes.
It's awesome and all-encompassing, and I think it goes also beyond us just considering it as being entertainment, which quite rightly it is, but it is, more importantly, a kind of functional art of healing and of transformation for people nowadays, and indeed historically, I reckon and guess, always has been.
Yes, absolutely. And the one thing I would add to that is everyone can do it. Everyone can make sound, and it doesn't cost anything either. You know, do you use intentionalized sound, or do you set your focus on particular things? Emoto Masaru visited Glasgow very recently. I couldn't make it to his one-day workshop. This is the chap that's written the books about water, and he does talk about using sound to alter the molecular structure of water. So there's the harnessing of the focus,
yes.
And the power of intention, because he would be sounding love into the water, and then they would photograph it before and after, and you would see the changes. It was almost as if the distorted shapes became like snowflakes, the cells, beautiful designs and everything. So do you do that? Do you do the intentionalized sounding?
I do, and I must say everything you've just said is wonderfully expressed. I really honour you, because you've really hit the nail on the head so perfectly. Indeed, I think intention is very important. They talk within the modality of, let's say, sound being used as a means of healing. They say intention plus frequency equal what we describe as holistic resonance. That is healing. So that's the first thing. And then I heard you mention the word love, and that's so important. Even
yes.
When I trained classically, the most important thing that would ultimately give a colour, a flavour, an essence to the sound was to really just feel the heart expressing itself into the music. And it makes all the difference. And hopefully a lot of the time, that's what I teach when I work with groups, and I encourage people to use their voices, maybe that haven't ever had that opportunity or experience before. Very early into the experience, I just say, just feel your heart expressing itself. And it's wonderful for people, because it really opens people up in a very safe and simple way.
It does, absolutely, Tim. Thank you for that. I'm just going to tell people what your URL is. It's www.timwheater.com. It couldn't be easier. And that is the website that will tell you all about Tim's CDs, his workshops, seminars, whether they're in the UK or worldwide. But right now, we are going on a quick break. This is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we return, we'll share with you more ways to expand and amplify the Divine Feminine in your life. So stay tuned.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And isn't it just divine listening to the Divine Feminine, the beautiful new track from Tim's latest CD, which is going to be coming out. He'll surely let you know if you go on his website and just sign up and join his database. He'll keep you posted. I'm just going to remind you of the giveaways this evening. And Tim is giving away two CDs, and I think Heartland is the one. We've spoken about it a lot. It really is a beautiful piece of music that so many people absolutely love. So do phone in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Just absolutely fabulous music. And just a little quick reminder for my free one-hour soul empowerment session, because it's there, it's free, it's yours if you want it. So 1-800-930-2819. Well, you know, just towards the end of the last segment there, we were talking about love and the heart, opening the heart with music, and just have run the idea past Tim that we could perhaps do a little bit of toning together this evening. And you lovely listeners out there, if you feel moved to join in with us, we can't hear you, but you can harmonize and tune into your hearts as well. Because I think maybe, Tim, should we set an intention, maybe just keep it simple, bringing love and peace to everybody, something
yes.
like that?
I think that'd be yes. lovely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I begin, just technically it might be better just to do an answer and call situation, and that's what we'll do. All righty. So what I usually invite listeners to do is just to really just go within, go to the inner landscape, take all of your awareness deep down inside as you close your eyes and just prepare, just be like sponges, ready to receive the beautiful tones and vibrations that will come into your body. Just absorb like a sponge and allow it to relax you, to take you to a beautiful place of peace and love. Ooh. Ooh. As we take these beautiful sounds into our hearts, we can then send that love and light from our hearts right around this beautiful globe, this beautiful planet that we are so blessed to be living on, and we can share our love with every single being and bring peace and love into their hearts. Thank you, Tim. That was really beautiful. I'm sure everybody would enjoy that. And do you know what? It's we've just got a few moments left, but I was going to ask, would you be kind enough, if you just had one thing you'd like to share with everyone who's listening this evening or this afternoon, wherever they are, what would that be? What would you like to share?
Well, first of all, I just want to say how beautiful your voice sounded. It was hard for me to actually answer you because I was so entranced listening to you. But
oh my goodness, thank you.
But to come to share, do you know, the first thing that just comes very quickly to mind is I have an understanding and belief that our mind creates our reality. So sometimes it's about us within our mind, I think, having a vision and a sense of deep peace, because I think that's the most important thing, that we contain peace. It's very easy, you know, we can say these things like, obviously, don't worry and let go of any fears and things like that. But certainly if we can think positively about the very beautiful essence that is contained within us all, and, you know, we are real beings of love.
Yes. And
so I always think, let us be very positive about the qualities that we have. And I appreciate that we all, you know, have to walk a path that, you know, can be rocky sometimes and has its twists and turns. Gosh, we all have that to contend with. But above all, you know, we are very blessed to be alive. We live in the most exquisite world, beyond all the things, the man-made stuff that maybe we can help you know, improve, let's say. But, you know, the natural world that we share is so exquisite, and it feels such a blessing. So I always say to people, just, you know, take a deep breath, let that go, and be within your mind and your heart the being of love that we truly are.
Tim, I couldn't agree with you more, and I must thank you so very, very much from my heart to yours for your interview tonight and everything you've shared with us all. Thank you so much. Thank you also to Chrissy and her wonderful engineering abilities for seeing us through our interview this evening. We're going to have to leave it there. I'm just going to say to all of our listeners, keep creating a wonderful new you. As Tim says, focus on the positive and create a beautiful reality. We've only got one shot at it, so let's make it count. And thank you all for tuning in to the Awakening Talk radio show. Please join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. And next week on the Awakening Talk radio show, I'll be taking you on the next steps of your evolutionary journey with Reiki Master and teacher Lorna McLean. So have a great week. I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying goodbye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.